Well, good morning and welcome to the local spotlight here at WJBM Studio. Chris Lorton here, and with me today I have a local businessman, family man, and back in the day a successful athlete at Jersey High School and Quincy College, where he is recently inducted into the Quincy College Football Hall of Fame. A great honor, and congratulations to Shane DeShirley. Welcome, Shane.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Now, before we get into all your football accolades, give me some background. Where'd you grow up at?
Well, I grew up in Grafton, Illinois. You know, a local river rat back in the day. Grew up in Grafton before Grafton is what it is today.
What was it like back then? What year are we talking about? What years did you grow up there?
Actually moved to Grafton. I lived in St. Louis until 85 or 87.
Okay.
Moved to Grafton. My dad wanted to get back to his local roots. So from 87 till I graduated high school in 99, and then went on to Quincy University. And
so you hung out in Grafton. There wasn't near as much traffic back then.
No, and there were definitely a lot more kids playing, and you know, just it was a great time.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a lot of fun.
I mean, so. I remember Grafton back in those days too. You know, it was just a little river town. You know, just you'd go through it. You'd have to go slow as you went through town.
Because
it picked up a little extra money with tickets, tickets.
Yep, I think they found other revenue sources now, so.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about that. So you went to high school and played football, basketball, baseball, track. What all did you do?
Football, basketball. Played basketball for 3 years, football for 4 years, and then during the spring, I actually ran track for 2 years. I was burnt out in baseball by my freshman season. I didn't have a passion for it the way I had a passion for football, and I just gave it up.
You were pretty much, I remember you, I think, as a sophomore, because that year, which, what year would that have been? Early 90s?
Yeah, it'd been 96.
I was helping Coach Mungie with the high school basketball team, and you were very well put together, you know, a big sophomore, and played some varsity football then, I think, didn't you?
Yeah,
in basketball.
Football wise, I came in as a sophomore, and I think it was around the second or third game of the season was named starting quarterback, and then continued that role until I graduated. Got some playing time in varsity basketball my sophomore year and junior year, and then unfortunately. One of the things that you kind of regret now, looking back, I wish I would have continued to play my senior year, but I just really wanted to focus on football.
Yeah, so. Focused on football, and you know, I think a lot of kids do that today.
Yeah.
Also, you know, want to focus on one sport. What's your advice on that?
My advice is play everything you can.
Yeah.
You know, especially for smaller communities, if you're an athlete, play everything you can. Every sport out there needs you.
Yes, I mean. We take advantage of it while you can, while you got youth.
Yeah.
Don't let it get away from you, because there's going to be a time when you go, oh man, I wish I would have played, because I would have had so much fun, you know.
And yeah, you don't want to grow up be 43 years old and have regrets that you didn't continue on that that sport or that career. So
you went to Quincy College.
Quincy University. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they changed the name back in the early 90s. Because they started to offer a master's program. So.
Oh, okay. Quincy University. What did you take back then? What did you major in?
Actually, business management.
I see.
Yeah, so I did my undergraduate business management for Quincy. After I graduated and moved back to the community, 2006, I started working on my master's degree at SIUE. And I think it was 2007, 2008, graduated with my master's.
So at Quincy University,
mm-hmm.
Did you? How long before you started at quarterback?
So that actually my freshman year. It was the third game of my freshman year.
Again.
Third game.
Huh?
Yeah,
okay.
The starting quarterback. He was a redshirt sophomore. He came out of a game with a concussion, and it was the third game. I'm sorry, where I got in. It was against Central Missouri State. I think we ended up scoring, and Central Missouri State at the time was a pretty dominant Division II football program. I think they still are today. But I got some playing time there, and then after that, I got like the starting. It was always back and forth, but I was seeing more consistent roles of being a starting quarterback my freshman year. Sophomore year kind of did the same thing. It was always a battle between me and another quarterback, and it wasn't until my senior year where we had a new offensive coordinator that came in and looked at prior film, and from my spring of my junior year going into my senior year, he had a meeting with me and said, hey, you don't need to worry about this summer. He said, just work hard and come back ready next year because you're going to be the starting quarterback going forward. So,
and you said, yeehaw.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, every year you never really knew where you stood.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was always
you never knew if they're going to bring a recruit in from somewhere.
And they did. I mean, they brought in Northern Craig Harmon. He played football at Alton High School. We actually played against him my junior year. He played football at Northern Illinois, and he transferred into Quincy. Yeah, there was a constant battle between both of us, but you know what? That today, I mean, we're great friends. You know, we appreciate the battle. We talk. You know, it's just one of those things that pushes you.
How was it to go to school at Quincy and the town of Quincy? Was it a lot of fun or not?
Oh, I enjoy it. Yeah. I had a great time.
Quincy seems like a great town.
Quincy, the city itself, is a really nice community. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of admire Quincy because, you know, they're not as close to St. Louis as we are, and they're right. Not up by Chicago, and they hold their own. I enjoyed the city environment of Quincy in itself, but the university, like I tell kids, you know, I tell my kids, I've told other graduating seniors from high school, college is what you make of it.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to Northern Illinois, you can go to U of I, you can go to Mizzou, you can go to Alabama. You know, if you don't get out and experience it and have fun and meet new people, you're not going to enjoy it.
So, inducted into the Hall of Fame, and we talked earlier, and you held a bunch of records, like 14 records at Quincy?
Yeah, at one time. Yeah. At one time, whenever I graduated, I had 14 records. They were single-season records and career records. As of now, I don't know where those records stand or anything, and you know, it's not relevant to me. To be honest with you, Chris, I didn't even know I had those records until they presented me with a football at the end of the year with them, with them highlighted on there, painted on there. So
when did they induct you?
It was October 21st, I believe. It was just last month, but I got the phone call back in June that I was being inducted. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, it was a really nice ceremony.
Yeah, that is nice. That doesn't happen to everybody, you know.
It's
very, very choice.
You know, in even today, or while I was being inducted, you know, I don't feel as though it was warranted, right? I don't know if that's the right word or not, but yeah, I was just really shocked, surprised, grateful. You know, never thought of myself as a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback or collegiate athlete, but you know, apparently they do. So.
And that's great. And so do you still participate as far as doing any coaching or anything? I know you're married.
Yeah.
You got married. How old were you when you got married, or what year did you get married? Right out of college?
No. Man, Chris, you had to ask that one, huh? We got married, I think, in 2006. Actually, I know it's 2006. Yeah. Yes. I guess I had that a little more confidence.
Right.
But yeah, I married Emily Fallon. We dated in high school, dated through college. Married at 2006, and we have three great kids.
Three great kids.
Yep. Quincy's our oldest.
Quincy's, you love Quincy so much.
I loved it so much, right? I named my firstborn after it. So.
Well, it's a good name. I like Quincy.
Well, it's difficult to find a name that goes with DeShirlia, so.
Oh shoot!
Yeah, they're the kids are Quincy's 14, Miles is 12, and Zoe's 9, and they're all active in sports and keep us busy. So,
and you're doing a little coaching?
Yeah, I do. I
tell us about the little league, the football league.
Well, so I help out with the junior high football team, 7th grade, 8th grade. I've been doing that now for 2 years. I helped out some back whenever I got out of college with the varsity team, whenever Chris Skinner was the head coach. Got away from it, and then, you know, Roger Kirby years ago asked me if I would help out the junior high, and I couldn't really commit to it full time, but I would stop in and help out. But now, you know, having two boys that are getting to the age of wanting to play football, you know, it's a sport I don't ever push on anyone. I just feel as though you have to have a love for it and a passion mm-hmm. for it, and I kind of let my kids.
And they have the love and the passion.
I think they're finding it. You know, mm-hmm. Quincy, my oldest, he's really enjoying it. Miles, he's in sixth grade. He was able to play this year, uh-huh. play up to seventh grade, and it was new to him. But you know, he's getting it. Okay. But no, it's been wonderful. You know, Coach Williams asked if I would help out at the junior high level, and I took that on. And you know, last year I helped out with Jamie Gorman, and this year with Scott Tonzer and, you know, Coach Griffith. And what I like to do on the side too is, since I'm not like a IHSA coach or full-time coach or teacher within the school district, I'll work with kids one-on-one. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was doing that probably three or four summers with the quarterbacks before Coach Williams asked me to help out the junior high level. So just working on footwork and skills with yep. them during the summer. So. Yep,
get the basics down.
Yep. 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 It all starts with your footwork. So.
And how about the numbers? You got some good numbers with the young kids coming up?
No, unfortunately, we don't have high numbers. I think we had a total of 50 kids from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade this past year. Hopefully, we can get these numbers up.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think? What's the reason for that, for the low numbers?
I think there's a lot that's going on. I mean, we have a lot that we offer.
A lot of choices.
You know, we have, you know, our school district offers a lot, which is great for the kids. You know, there's always a place for someone, you know, in some sort of event or organized sport. But there's a lot of choices for kids, not just in the high school or grade school level, but even outside of the classroom as well. I mean, you know, they have a lot of choices to go do something else.
Yeah, like when I grew up, or you know, you had more choices than I had, but there's a lot more choices than when we were kids, for sure. That's
yeah.
not all we had.
Yeah.
To go play football or basketball or baseball or something.
Yeah, know? And it, you know, it's
it was unorganized, but we played it.
You play it, and that's all you did. You just went out and played. You know, you found a group of friends or strangers, and if they're playing, you did some pickup games or something somewhere along the line. So,
you graduated. And then what'd you go into first, as far as, you had a finance degree, so what?
So my first job was actually at Wells Fargo Financial out of Granite City, and what they did was basically provide short-term financing for like jewelry stores, furnitures, department stores and stuff. And then what we would do is once we had the person's credit report, financial information and stuff, mm-hmm. what they would really stress is kind of debt consolidation, refinance mortgages and such, mm-hmm. put those outstanding liabilities on your mortgage and shorten up your monthly mortgage payment, but keep your payment the same mm-hmm. In regards to like your overall spending.
I got you.
Right. That was before the financial crisis, you know, the housing 08. Burst of 08. Yeah. yeah. But then I, my first banking job was actually at Jersey State Bank. And then.
Who's your boss back then?
Bill Kolkmeyer actually hired me, and then Chuck Halverson was the chief lending officer at that time.
Yeah, both good guys.
Yeah, yep. And then, you know, my wife Emily was pregnant with our firstborn, and I had an opportunity with First Bank. They called and asked if I would be willing to take on the commercial lending mm-hmm. position at First Bank, and then it's like, you know, I got to think about myself and my family, and it was an opportunity where I felt like I could grow, and I did. I had good experiences there. I had at one time over 18 branches I was covering.
Wow.
And then
we're busy.
Yeah, I was busy. I was on the road a lot. I mean, I would go down to Carbondale, cover the First Bank in Carbondale, Salem, Illinois.
Did you like the commercial side of it better than residential?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. It was, you know, working with small business owners, you learn a lot. I mean, it's you come to appreciate a small business owner where they have a vision and they uh-huh. have a passion, and then you see them grow this thing on paper and make it reality. Yeah. You know, and I just really appreciate.
And I tell you what, a banker's the biggest tool you can have when you want to grow something. That's for sure.
Yep. If they they believe in the same product, if you have the right resources available to you, they'll be willing to work with you. Yep. So.
And then, so first bank, and then any other banks, or what happened?
No, in 2017, actually it was around 2015, Pat Shortle with the Investment Center of Jerseyville reached out to me and asked if I would consider joining him and being his succession plan. And I spent a lot of time researching, being a financial advisor, mm-hmm. and what's the difference between being independent and non-independent and such. And then in 2017, it got to the point where the bank was going through a lot of management changes, a lot of structural changes overall, and I. I was just got to the point where I decided, it's time for me to look at doing something different. Mm-hmm. And April 2017, I put in my 2-week notice, and in June I was licensed and working with Pat and Maloney Security. So.
So how many years do you have under your belt as far as?
I'm going on 7 years now.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. That's 7 years. In June. So.
Yeah. So and you're enjoying that?
I am. Yeah. It's been a good line. Yep.
Well. Shane, congratulations again. We're proud of you. You're definitely a big asset to the community and all the things you do and help out with the kids and the people here. I mean, we see you around a lot, and glad to have you here at the station. And,
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Everything I do, I try to do make the community a better place and try to build some excitement in some of the youth sports and just a winning attitude. So,
well, you're doing it. Thanks so much. And you continue on.
All right. I will. I appreciate the time and the invite out here. So
thank you.
Thank you.